Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Monday, December 16th. What to know today about a major winter storm impacting millions of Americans, what to expect from a historic vote this week, and the controversy that had a TV channel changing course twice. Plus, the world's most powerful women, Google's new milestone, and the weekend winners at the box office. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A major winter storm is moving across the Midwest and heading into the Northeast today. NBC News reports ice and snow will impact 39 million people across 16 different states, from Kansas to southern New England. And at the same time, severe thunderstorms are the big concern in the South. Already, though, this storm has done some damage, causing dozens of crashes over the weekend, and it's even forced several interstates to close. Expect the traffic and the travel mess to continue. The winter weather is expected to linger through tomorrow night. The United Nations climate talks did not go so well. The Wall Street Journal reports negotiators failed to meet their goals or come to an agreement. Delegates from nearly 200 nations debated for 2 weeks in Spain, even going more than 40 hours over the planned deadline at the annual UN Climate Summit. But still, by the end Sunday, no new emissions targets were set. They pretty much just made a general call for greater efforts to tackle climate change. The Washington Post reports small and developing countries that are the hardest hit by the effects of climate change, like flooding, accuse the U.S. and others of being the largest polluters, yet not doing enough to help deal with the impact of climate change. That said, in a different meeting, European leaders promised to eliminate their carbon footprint by the year 2050. Get ready for a historic vote in the House of Representatives this week. Lawmakers are set to decide Wednesday whether or not President Trump should be impeached. You can expect the vote to be along party lines, with Republicans against impeachment and Democrats voting for it. But there might be a few exceptions. Axios reports a handful of Democrats from districts that voted for Trump might vote with Republicans. Remember, the vote is on two articles of impeachment for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Still, since most Democrats are expected to approve impeachment and they have a majority in the House, it's at least likely President Trump will be impeached. Then it would go on to a Senate trial. And now the AP says if it does get that far, Democrats plan to seek testimony from some new witnesses, including John Bolton, who was Trump's former national security advisor, and Mick Mulvaney, the White House chief of staff. But President Trump wants to call witnesses of his own, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as Joe Biden and his son Hunter. But first, more to come this week. The Hallmark Channel is at the center of controversy over some commercials, and the company has now changed its mind about them twice. First, the AP reports the Hallmark Channel ran some ads showing two brides kissing at the altar. Then Hallmark pulled those ads off the air. It had apparently felt some pressure from a conservative advocacy group called 1 Million Moms. Well, cue the backlash to the backlash. Some celebrities, politicians, and others made it known online that they were not happy about the decision to yank the ads. For example, Ellen DeGeneres tweeted to the Hallmark Channel, quote, "Isn't it almost 2020? What are you thinking?" So now the parent company, Crown Media, is saying sorry and changing course again. The ads for the wedding planning company Zola will be going back on the air. And Hallmark said it'll also be partnering with the LGBTQ advocacy group GLAAD to better represent the community across its brands. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been named the world's most powerful woman. This is her ninth year in a row at the top of that Forbes list and her 14th time on the list at all. It features the 100 most influential women in the world. The women represent six categories, including business, technology, politics, and philanthropy. Coming in second, Christine Lagarde. She's the president of the European Central Bank. And in third place, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The youngest on the list is environmental activist Greta Thunberg. The 16-year-old came in as number 100. CNBC says together, all 100 women control or influence more than $2 trillion in revenue and oversee more than 6.5 million employees. Louisiana State quarterback Joe Burrow is the winner of the 2019 Heisman Trophy, the award given to the top player in college football. And USA Today reports Burrow won by the largest margin in the award's history. He got almost all the votes for first place, nearly beating out the record set by O.J. Simpson back in 1968. And speaking of a big win, Tiger Woods led the United States to victory at the President's Cup this weekend. But it wasn't easy. CBS Sports reports the team was losing for the first 3 days, but ended up coming back to beat the Internationals 16-14. This is the United States' 8th Cup win in a row and Woods' first time as captain. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Noom. If you're ready to build healthier habits, but you want more support and accountability, check out Noom. Noom believes getting in shape is not just about losing weight, it's about feeling better and having the stamina to keep up with your busy life. And Noom offers a lot of different tools so you can use what's best for you. I think it's great they offer a goal specialist that will message directly with you about your goals, and they have an impressive response time. They also offer one of the biggest and most accurate food databases available so you can track your meals. And there are things like personalized courses, since Noom is based in psychology. I agree that you're more likely to make changes when you can first understand why you do the things you do. And Noom is also convenient. They only expect you to spend about 10 minutes on the app a day. So sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com, Noom.com/newsworthy to sign up for the free trial. Now, back to the news. Google has been taking pictures of the planet for more than a decade now for things like Google Maps Street View and Google Earth, the aerial mapping service. And for the first time, we know how much of the world Google has photographed, and it's a lot. Now, Google says more than 10 million miles of imagery have been taken for the Street View. Google said that distance could circle the Earth more than 400 times. And CNET reports the company has photographed 36 million square miles for Google Earth, reaching areas where about 98% of people live. So how does Google do all this? For Google Earth, it uses satellites. For the Street View, though, Google's Street View cars with cameras on them have been taking photographs while driving for 12 years. And for places without any roads, like nature reserves, Google uses so-called trekker backpacks worn by hikers or animals. It's faced some privacy concerns, but Google says pictures are only taken from public places. And of course, there is some competition. Apple, for example, also uses similar street-level photography for Apple Maps. But it will take Apple quite a while before it can catch up to Google's millions of miles. Volkswagen is working on self-driving shuttles and buses, and Qatar will be the first place to get them. TechCrunch says they'll be part of the public transportation network in the country's capital city. The fleet will include 35 self-driving vans that can hold up to 4 people and run on a pre-planned route. Testing it could start as soon as next year, and then it's expected to go live on the road by the year 2022. No word on if or when VW's self-driving shuttles could make their way to the U.S., but Engadget argues this is a good move for VW to see how driver-free public transportation could work in the real world. You can now listen to Apple Podcasts and the free version of Spotify on Amazon Alexa devices. TechCrunch says this means Alexa will be able to play all 800,000 podcasts. All you have to do is ask. For example, you should be able to say something like, Alexa, play The Newsworthy on Apple Podcasts. Even though you could already get The Newsworthy on Alexa and other smart speakers, this new partnership means you can sync up your Apple app on your smartphone with your Alexa device. You just have to set up your Apple ID in the Alexa app to make that happen. Miss Jamaica is now Miss World. Tony Ann Singh of Jamaica took the crown over the weekend, and now for the first time, black women hold the titles of all 5 major beauty pageants at the same time. Miss World's message to girls around the world, believe in yourself. Frozen 2 did it. As expected, the movie hit the $1 billion mark at the box office, making it Disney's 6th billion-dollar movie this year. It joins Captain Marvel, Aladdin, The Lion King, Avengers Endgame, and Toy Story 4. But after 3 weekends in a row at the top of the box office charts, Frozen 2 could not stay number one again. Instead, Variety says Jumanji: The Next Level took the top spot over this weekend, bringing in $60 million and beating industry expectations for its debut. All right, that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about the cost of college. CNBC reports the cost of college has gone up more than 25% in the last decade at both private and public schools. And the report says there are two major reasons why. First, cuts to higher education funding. From 2008 to 2018, 41 states spent an average of 13% less per student. And the states with the biggest drop in per-student spending have seen big tuition hikes, like in Louisiana and Alabama. Second, the cost of living has gone up. That impacts how much colleges spend on employees, and it also impacts the students, since many move away from home and live on campus or nearby. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today right in your podcast app. You'll find all the links and sources right there in the episode description. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.